We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Shoot, you just get to start from scratch one more time. I mean, we're going to start from scratch every year. We're able to do it now, so we'll have... You know, 15 practices goes fast, you know, so there's a lot coming at them. Every day is a new day because every day is new plays and then new defenses and all that. So it's just more time, which is good. It's more about them going out there and playing more than anything. So many meetings you can have, but at some point you got to go out there and do it. So it enables them to do it at least. We can coach off the tape. We get it in our archives and, you know, they can see where they improved and what they need to do to get better or keep playing better or whatever it may be. So it's just – more reps, and anytime you get more reps, it should be a good thing. Yeah, I mean, he's a tough kid, smart kid. He's got things to work on just like everybody else, you know. You're running a race. You're at the line. You're running against yourself. You know, you're not worried about who's next to you. So I think that's what he's doing. He's running his own race right now and knows what he needs to do to get better and improve. And you're only as good as your next play. And, you know, he knows that. And, you know, he's got to continue to keep getting better because those other guys will, you know, they have the same mindset. They'll push each other. And I just think that's who he is. So he's got that naturally. He's not worried about it. He's worried about himself. So. You know, that's just his mindset, which you know, he's good at that. He's done pretty good, you know. It's like learn new language. If I had to learn Spanish in 3 days, I probably wouldn't do. I wouldn't be bilingual. But so he's learned a whole new language. You know, it is football, so you know he can, you know, throw when he needs to. He sees a guy open here or there, whatever it may be. But he's got to, like we tell the guys, hear the call, know the call, do your job. So first he's got to hear it or see it and say it, say the call. It's one thing to say it, and then another thing to know it, another thing to do it. So, you know, he's been able to, you know, pretty quickly, you know, he's done a good job initially of being able to spit out the calls, sometimes knowing it, and then he's actually got to do it. All things considered, you know, he's been pretty good here for 3 days just getting out there. I think everybody's fighting every time. Like I said, you're only as good as your next play. So guys behind us, and if, you know, you've never arrived. You know, second you think you've arrived is the second you're going to get lapped. So you got to keep pushing at every spot. I don't care who it is, and that's what the deal is right now. Everyone's got to worry about themselves and not worry about who they're going against. And you know, over time we'll see who pushes who. That's probably going to take a while to get that done, but. Right now, everyone's just – those new guys are just learning stuff, so it's a little bit harder on them. But, as you know, as far as any position, everybody's got to fight each and every day to prove that they're the guy. I mean, he's learning, too. He's learned new language. He's got experience. He's made plays in college football before, which is nice, and I think that he's doing a lot of thinking. You know, it's like anything else. He's got to hear the call, know the call, do his job. I think once he gets that down, then he'll be fine. I think he's probably bigger than I thought, taller. He can run pretty well. He catches the ball well. And, you know, right now it's just about him learning the system. So I'm excited about where he could possibly go here in the next few months.
Last year,
That's a great question. We got so many guys playing. We're going two groups, which is unbelievable. So guys are getting reps. So right now, to me, especially during the week, I mean, today we're putting in all new plays. We got 35 minutes. I'm up here like an auctioneer. Brrr, get it? You know, let's go do it. And then the defense has got all new fronts and coverages and blitzes and all that. So it's like right now it's all about, you know, getting stuff in. You know, it's, the more times you hear something, the more times you're going to – it'll sink in eventually. So it's more about learning right now and refining your techniques and fundamentals. And, you know, I think eventually we're going to have to get to that point where we want to get cohesiveness. But, you know, in 15 practices, they're going to have however many months of not playing again. So, you know, right now it's just about, you know, learning, pushing the envelope, trying to get as much in as we can, see what we can handle, you know, test them, you know, see if they can focus on what they got to do for that day. Manage frustration if it doesn't go as well. Like, there's a lot of mental aspects of it, you know, as far as how they got to learn to, you know, get their minds right and fight through some things and be able to handle a lot on them. So it's more about, to me, you know, trying to get as much as you can in and pushing them and teaching off the tape and that. And obviously you want some cohesiveness and consistency, and that's where you're going to, you know, you learn to get better every day, you know, you improve every day, eventually that'll lead to consistency and cohesiveness if everybody can stay on that track. So I don't know if that answers your question, but I forget how it happened, but we talked about it. I know that was his idea initially. I know Huff was in it, big on it too. I've done it like that way before, and we happen to have enough guys, so it's worked out, and we're getting double the reps, and guys are getting, you know, 16 reps instead of 4 or 8, you know, whatever it may be. So for everybody to split the fields and do that, I mean, I think that's invaluable, you know, because you got to play. You got to play. It's one thing to watch someone else do it, and you got to learn from that. You got to have the, you know, the mental capacity to learn from other people's mistakes and things doing it the right way. But at the same time, when it's you in there, you know, and actually doing it, I think that helps. So. I he's played a lot of ball. He's smart. When I talk to him, yeah, that kind of happened. Like, you know, all of a sudden we were down to like one guy. I was like, whoa, okay. So we hit it, and I started watching a bunch of guys, and you know, the fact that he had some experience, and you know, I knew a couple people that knew him and knew his character and what kind of kid he was, and you know, I liked what I saw on tape, and then when I watched and I went through with him, you know, some of the stuff that we do, and he was able to kind of, you know, grasp that and done similar concepts, and you know, I could tell he's been around, and he should have been able to step in and kind of learn this thing quicker than maybe a true freshman off the street or one-year guy off the street. So you know, I thought he played a lot. I thought he was smart, heard good things about him, and that was kind of how it, you know, morphed into that. I mean, it was good. It felt like a spring practice kind of, you know. It was 4 scrimmages, you know, nobody in the stands. You know, but I thought we did some good things. You know, when you look back on it, though, the one thing, I thought the guys did a good job of being able to, you know, understand the plays and run the plays to be successful enough. But now it was there's a lot of fine-tuning that can be done from last year, like, you know, exact, you know, alignments and where we got to be outside, you know, splits inside, landmarks. Just I think it enabled us to kind of get a little snapshot of us doing it against somebody else. And now, to me, it's about perfecting the details of it to take the next step. If we can do that, I mean, it was a shortened season, but at least we got something on tape that we were able to see and show, and now be like, all right, now this was good. It was a good play, but you really should be here. This is really what you should be doing, or you could do this a little bit better. And that hopefully is what we get across here in the next few months, and you know, kind of take it another step further. Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of guys in there. Still trying to figure out numbers a little bit too. Who's that again? No. I think we got a lot of solid guys in there. I think, you know, Cam obviously he's got a year in the system, so he knows it, you know, even better hopefully than he did last year, and you know, he's got some ability, and I think he's made some plays, you know, in the fall, and you know, first couple of days he made some things, and I really like him as a kid, and he doesn't say much. He just comes to work every day. So I think that he's definitely hasn't hit his ceiling yet. So if he keeps on coming to work every day, we'll get that eventual improvement for him. And I think, you know, we can count on him to make a lot of plays for us.
Let's go. Good to see everybody.